Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is super friend of the show, Austin Carr, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Austin, you better get on board with these Cavaliers because they're fun, aren't they?
Yeah, Andy, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Doing? Happy holidays.
Hey, see.
Same to you. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Well, you know, it's a different look. The team has a different look. They have a different approach, and I'm really happy for Coach Bickerstaff because he's put a lot of work into developing the culture and trying to get it going in the right direction, and they're really starting to see some fruits of his labor, and it's a good sign.
AC, the thing I love most about what's going on is that JB and Kobe Altman looked at the roster. They looked at opportunities. You know, you had an opportunity at three. Well, let's take the big guy. You had a chance to get Lauri Markkanen in a trade. Well, let's get the big guy. And then JB looked at it and said, what gives us the best chance of winning? It's playing three guys that are 6'11 and bigger that nobody else is really doing in the NBA. They don't have the guys that can do that. And he played to his strength, and he's making other teams match up with the Cavs. And I think that's a huge credit to JB and the organization, because a lot of guys wouldn't think out of the box like that.
Yeah, you're right. The one thing, Jeff, is the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. And to me, they did a super job of understanding that they have to make a change and they have to go unconventional. And really, what the league is going into with the small ball, as you see with Golden State, they are going in that direction. But when you look at it, if we use, which we're doing now, we're using the big people properly, it's forcing the little teams to double team. And when you double team and you try and shrink the floor the way they're trying to do it, all you have to do then is obvious where you make passes and where you go with the ball, because it's all right in front of you, and it's really doing they're doing a super job of understanding what's happening now, and I'm really happy and surprised that it's all going the way it is, because we can make a difference the way things are going.
Austin, is it fair to say, because Jeff and I were having a conversation about, you know, there are a number of guys you can go to at the end of the game if it's close and you need a buzzer beater, right? Is it mm-hmm. ego-free basketball too? And maybe that's one of the reasons why fans are enjoying watching this?
Yeah, I would say when you look at the teams that have the closer guys, I mean, they do it. They go to those guys, but they go through the system, and that makes a huge difference. I don't think, you know, just not having one of those guys, which we basically don't have it, but at the same time, like you said, we have more guys in play. More guys can be that one. And to me, that makes it harder to sit on defensively coming in a timeout, coming out of a timeout, because you don't know who anybody could get it. And that's why Golden State is so tough, because the way they move the ball, even though you know Steph is going to take a shot, is always the ball is moving so much, anybody has an opportunity to take the shot.
AC, Jared Allen looks improved. How has he improved his game?
Well, basically, Jeff, I would say it's the team that's improved. We're getting him the ball more. I mean, he's always been there, but you know, our focus was more on the perimeter. Now, our focus now is you start inside and then you go out to the perimeter. And that changes everything. And then that's given him more opportunities. And then you have a guy named Garland who has become very adept at the lob pass and when, how to do it and when to take it in and when to attack that way. And they have such a good synergy now that they get four or five of those a game. And now the defenses are all set up, all focused on that now. So as soon as he penetrates, it's like alert. The alert sign goes on. Oh, here it comes. And that sets it up to where now if he keeps his dribble like he does all the time, that keeps the defense flat-footed, and they can't react to it fast enough to stop it.
Can we believe that this is going to be a playoff team?
I'm looking at it that way, but at the same time, I'm cautious because I've been in these situations before, and I just know that anything can happen. And with travel, with injuries the way they are, we're just coming out of it. It could happen again, and that could be devastating. So at the same time, I'm cautious, but at the same time, I think we have a shot at it. I think and not just the play-in tournament. If we keep playing the style we're playing and we can continue to develop it, because right now we turn the ball over too much. And if we can get that under control, then we really will have a good shot.
AC, this sounds silly. How does this team play hard as much as it does? You know, because a lot of times you think, all right, these guys aren't playing as hard as they could. This team plays hard all the time.
Yeah. Well, basically what it is it's a mindset. And it comes down to you have a tendency sometimes to play thinking you're playing hard and you're not because you're going through the motions. But this team has a tendency, I think, to play hard all the time, and that's tough. And it's not so much, as you say, playing hard. What it is, Jeff and Andy, is that the team is playing in a certain style, and so it's not playing hard, it's playing your style. And their style is up in the passing lanes, in the Bisley, on their men, and always looking to get out and get easy baskets. So it makes it seem like it's a faster, but it's not. It's what they're used to doing. And if you look at teams like the Raptors, Phoenix does it when they have to. All the good teams do it when they have to. The Cavs just happen to do it all the time because that's how they play. And now that they've cut the rotation down to eight, they can keep that pressure on you on a consistent basis. And that's what makes a difference.
AC, with teams playing, you know, usually not the big guys. Let's put it that way. Very few teams can play the big guys like the Cavs can. How much of a challenge is that for a team on a given night? You know, like Dallas last night. Dallas has Luka. They have Kristaps Porzingis, but they're not used to seeing a team like the Cavaliers. I would think that would be a very difficult challenge for them on a nightly basis.
Well, it was a challenge because look who they ended up starting.
Yeah.
They started the rookie in the middle because they wanted size.
Moses Brown.
Okay, right. Now when you take a look at what has happened, it forced Porzingis to play different than what he's used to. He's a finesse guy. He's not a power guy. But you look at our three big men, they all play with fast finesse and power. So it kind of stretched him to another level that he really couldn't sustain it. He started out that way, but he couldn't keep it going. He went back to shooting threes. And it's a mindset that you come into the game with. And it changes. It really will change the way you play the game when you have that on your mind when you go into the game. And I'm anxious to see how when we meet up with. We won't see Phoenix again. We played them twice. Next time we meet Golden State, how they function with it. I mean, because, again, when you play in it, the one good thing that helps us is we have big people who can play in space. And when you have that, I will take a big guy that can play in space before I take a small guy that can play in space, because in the closer you get to the basket, the more advantage you're going to have.
AC, a league question for you here. Tonight it's the Warriors against the Suns, and the Warriors are 18-2, and the Suns are 17-3. And the Warriors shoot threes like crazy, and the Suns, one of the teams that don't shoot a ton of threes anymore. I kind of love that matchup, and though I don't like the Warriors because what they did to the Cavs, it's an amazing turnaround that they've had this year, because if you look at their lineup, you think, all right, there's Steph Curry, and then they have a bunch of other guys playing the game the right way, and it's working for them.
And that's the key, Jeff, is playing the game the right way. And they finally got enough guys who want to play that way. I mean, if you look at them, they all are not stars. They're just leftovers from other teams, but they all play the game the right way. And they come from situations where they play the right way. And all of them have talent, but now they get to use a little bit of their talent because they're playing the game the right way. And, I mean, so you don't have to have all Kevin Garnett's and Curry's, five or six of them to be successful. You just have to have a system where guys who have talent but maybe not the super talent can function in. And if they can function in it and believe in it, then you got something. And that's what Golden State has now. I mean, when I look at how when Weissman and Thompson come back, they're going to be off and running again, because those guys have been implemented into the system, so they know the system. So they just going to come right in like nothing ever happened. So it's going to be interesting to see. This game is going to be a great, interesting game, because you got it's the new style NBA, and both teams are playing very well at the moment.
All right, AC, I can't let you go without asking this, Mr. Golden Domer. You're looking for a new football coach. Brian Kelly's leaving. What do you think, and do you have somebody you want?
Well, you know, right now I haven't really thought about it. I mean, because I didn't think he was going to leave. I thought he was going to still chase. He caught Rockne, but I thought he was going to still chase trying to get that national championship. But I guess sometimes when you the money just – it was just – too much to turn, not to turn, to say he couldn't turn it down. So I understand the situation, but I don't really have anyone. I haven't heard who was, I mean, I think Fickell was the last one I heard about. Yeah. So if that happens, then I wouldn't be surprised with Fickell, because again, the main thing that's at Notre Dame is the recruiting. And that's why Lou Holtz really left, because you can't get the top guys. Because your first thing, you can't major in physical ed there. So the top guys, you can't get guys who are just one-and-done guys, or guys that are going to be there 2 or 3 years, because academically they have to be on top, because they don't mind letting you go. They
right.
don't let you go in a heartbeat. So, trying to get the guys to have academic careers as well as athletic careers is where the problem is there. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It'd be tough to walk away from $100 million. I get that, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But heaven forget, forbid, AC, that the football programs or university want their football, basketball, baseball players to get degrees, get an education.
I just think that campus is – yeah. Austin, when's the last time you were on campus?
Not last year because of COVID, year before.
That campus
and I'm
going
to try to
amazing.
Go back for the first football game this next coming season.
Which
and
is Ohio State, isn't it? Year. I think it's Ohio State.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you remind me of that, because I got to call now to get my ticket.
Go get it, Austin. You better call today. You better hurry up and get it done.
Tickets.
Hey, make sure you walk by that ice rink, too, if you get a chance. It is unbelievable, the new ice rink they built out there. So.
Yeah, it sure is. Campus has changed since my day.
It has a little bit. AC, thank you. You know we love you. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Hey, guys. Have a good day.
He is Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr, and, of course, he was nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.